Well, shalom and welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is show number 273 for December 8th, 2014. This program will feature an interview that I've had with my friend cantor Pini Ben-Ari. Before we get to that interview, just a couple of program notes or concert notes. You know that next Saturday night, December 13th, at Parkey Synagogue, there'll be cantor Yitzchak Meir Helfgott and Yaakov Motzen with the Parkey Synagogue Choir. And that should be a wonderful event. Next Sunday, December 14th, the Zamir Chorale and Zamir Noded will be taking place at the Merkin Concert Hall at Kaufman Music Center. If you get my cantorial calendar, you have all that information, but it'll be at 7:30, and our friend Matthew Lazar is doing wonderful work, as usual, with Zamir. And let's see, there's one other thing. Yanky Lemmer and Sherwood Goffman and Eitan Katz will be having a Hanukkah dinner and a concert on December 20th at Lincoln Square Synagogue. For more information, you should have my cantorial calendar. And if you haven't as yet signed on, I'll be happy to send it to you. It has all the information about what's going on with the world of Chazanis. Just contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, and I'll send you the calendar, which gives you all the details about these events and future events. Okay, on now to the interview. I'm very pleased to have with me my friend Pini Ben-Ari, a chazan. I met about 27 years ago when he was at the Paramus Jewish Center. There was a fellow by the name of Arthur Goldberg who ran many very successful concerts there. I believe perhaps I even met you a little bit before that.
I think so too.
So at that time, you were at the Paramus Center. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I became the cantor at the Paramus Jewish Center, and actually they never had concerts before. And I was the first cantor who introduced the cantors and the concerts, and helped me to do it was Arthur Goldberg. Uh-huh. He's the one that came to me and said, you know what, let's do it. And he put all his effort to do the concert, and the first concert was really, really, really successful.
Yes, I know that they were quite successful. You always need somebody there to help promote. Let's go back a little. Where were you born, and how did you become interested in Chazanis?
I was born in Haifa in Israel, and my father, Alav Shalom, was a cantor. And at the age of 10 already, I was in the choir at the main synagogue in Haifa. And I was one of the solists over there, and I sang with the choir and with the cantors. And I still remember all the melodies from that time.
And then you pursued the Chazanis?
Yes, I studied in Israel voice, and I studied also, cantorial with my father and with other people in Israel, other teachers in Israel. And then I came here to America.
What year was that?
I came here a long time ago, but I was in the army, and I was in the Israeli theater also. I played in shows, and I played in movies in Israel, and then I came here to study. And what can I do? I got stuck here.
Many of our listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with the restaurant that you had for many years on Lexington and 94th. It was one of my favorites, U Cafe.
Yes, U Cafe was about, I think, for something like 8 or 9 years. When the lease expired, we did not renew it because the rent was much too high for the neighborhood, and we decided not to continue with it. And what we do now, we took a place, we did a kitchen out of this place, and we do only catering.
Oh, really? For shuls and different events?
for shul, for any events, for cooperation. We do bar mitzvah, we do weddings, we do all kinds of party for the synagogue or private party in offices. We do from 10 people all the way to 1,000 people.
And if somebody wanted to reach you, what's the easiest way?
I think the best way is to email to me. It's olivetreecaterer@gmail.com.
That's pretty simple. olivetreecaterer@gmail.com. We'll repeat that towards the end. But now we want to get to the Chasanis. We're going to be listening to some of your recordings. The first one that we're going to be listening to has to do with a Hasidic medley.
Yes, Hasidic melody, and it's a combination of few songs together.
Okay, let's play. Here we go.
Nefesh ave harachaman yedide nefesh ave harachaman meshoche avedecha el retzonecha meshoche avedecha La 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 el retzon cha ya rotze avedecha kemo ayal yishtachave la 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 el retzon
Everybody clap your hands now.
Odula adoshem mekiru bishmo odiyu ba'amim me'alilotav shiru lo zameru lo sichu bechol nifleotav odula adoshem mekiru bishmo odiyu ba'amim me'alilotav shiru lo zameru lo sichu bechol nifleotav itahalelu b'shem kodesho itahalelu b'shem kodesho shiru lo zameru lo bakshu panav etamid odula adoshem kiru bishmo odiyu ba'amim me'alilotav shiru lo zameru lo sichu bechol nifleotav itahalelu b'shem kodesho itahalelu b'shem kodesho shiru lo zameru lo bakshu panav tamid al shlosha devarim al shlosha devarim al shlosha shlosha devarim haolam haolam omed together now al shlosha devarim al shlosha devarim al shlosha shlosha devarim haolam haolam omed al
שלושה דברים, על שלושה דברים, על שלושה, שלושה דברים מהעולם, העולם עומד. על התורה ועל העבודה ועל גמילות חסדים, על התורה ועל העבודה ועל גמילות חסדים. על שלושה דברים, על שלושה דברים, על שלושה, שלושה דברים מהעולם, מהעולם עומד. על שלושה דברים, על שלושה דברים, על שלושה, שלושה דברים מהעולם, מהעולם עומד. על התורה ועל העבודה ועל גמילות חסדים, על התורה ועל העבודה ועל גמילות חסדים. על שלושה דברים העולם עומד, על שלושה דברים העולם עומד. התורה ועל העבודה ועל גמילות חסדים.
Lovely. That was from 27 years ago. Yes, 1987. The time goes by very quickly when you're having a good time.
That's right. It was a good time there.
You had quite a lineup. You always had all the finest cantors, Schulhoff and Stern. And,
Yeah, the first cantorial concert that we had, it was with Benzion Miller and with Yaakov Motzin. Mm-hmm. And then the following year, we did another concert with Moshe Shulav, Alav HaShalom, and Tzfira was there, and also Bagli. Bagli Alav HaShalom also, and it was magnificent concert.
Yes, those were great days. Our next selection we're going to be hearing is Lekel Baruch.
Lekel Baruch, yeah.
Anything you want to tell us about the selection?
All I can tell you about it is a beautiful melody, and this is by Cantor Moshe Stern.
Okay. Lekel Baruch, Pini Ben-Ari Chazan.
Lekel Baruch Nehi Emot Nehi Emot Yetayenu Lehamelech Lehamelech Kelecho שבוחות יושמיו זמירות יוים ירו זמירות יוים ירו ותשבוחות יושמיו Yehu levado
נושא חדשות באו על מלחמו כי הוא לבדו זוהר יצידקות מצמיח ישות חדש בטובו בכל יום תמיד מעשה וראשית מעשה וראשית Amor Leo ese orim gedo elim Leo ese orim gedo Zion etoir venise kulano venise kulano venise kulano merol oero ברוך אתה אדוני ישראל יוצר יוצר המאיר
Okay, that was Kael, Kael Baruch. Let's go back to Paramus. Once you completed your short stay there, or your first stay there, where did you go afterwards?
It was not a short stay. It was 11 years. I was there for 11 years, and then I left. And I went for the first year, I went to Israel. I was a cantor in Israel for a year. And from there, I went to Caracas, Venezuela. And very, very interesting, the rabbi in Paramus was Rabbi Aryeh Gottlieb. He asked the congregation if they can bring me, if they can bring me back for the high holiday, because it was his last year as a rabbi over there, and he really wanted to be with me for these holidays. So, of course, they got in touch with me, and we were negotiating, and they took me. So I stayed there for another 2 years, once with him and the following year. And it was magnificent.
And then after Paramus?
After Paramus, I started, I took jobs only for the high holidays. I didn't want to have a study job. But at one point, I got a phone call from a synagogue in Manhattan. It's called the East 55th Street Synagogue. And they asked me to come there for audition. I came, and they hired me, and I stayed there for another 11 years. Wow. And after 11 years, also I left, and now I do only the high holidays. And I do mainly because of the restaurant. I didn't want to work 80-90 hours a week. So we did only the restaurant at the time and the high holidays.
Okay, we'll get to the restaurant after this next selection. This was Ritzay. I see it was with Mordechai Sobol.
Yeah, it was with the with Mordechai Sobol and with the choir Ritzay.
How many years ago was this? Do you recall?
I think it was about 10 years ago. I cannot recall, but I think it's 10 years ago.
Okay, this is Cantor Pini Ben-Ari with Ritzay.
Israel,
Quite a wonderful selection, let's say.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go back to the U Cafe. We had some good times there.
Oh, Charlie, because of you, we had a magnificent time. What are you talking about? You came with the idea to do Kumsitz, Cantori La Kumsitz, and we had so many cantors coming there, and the restaurant was full, and we, for hours, we sang and we sang, and it was really, Charlie, you know what you're doing.
Well, I loved it, and I regret that I have to find a way to do it. A heads up, we might do a Christmas Eve Kumsitz, but it's nothing like being in the restaurant.
Yeah, it was very, very unique what we did in the restaurant. And the cantors who came to sing with us, they wouldn't usually come, but I had to call them up, and I asked them to come to be the MC. And I can tell you one thing, no one, and I mean no one, said no.
Everybody
came.
Well, they were like happenings.
Very much, very much so. It was very nice.
Yes, you never knew what to expect, and there's always some pleasant surprises.
By the way, although some people say I'll try to do my best and come, everyone came, and everybody was happy, and they were singing, and nobody says no.
Well, I have to find, I can't give up on it, because it's too much fun, and it's the right thing for the cantors to sort of let loose.
Yes, you know, sometimes they want to be together and to sing together in harmony. I'll give you an example. At one point, I asked Kento Malavani to come and to be the MC. And he said, okay, I'll try, but I'll talk, but I'm not going to sing. No, you know, So anyway, I was sitting right next to him. And I said, you know, you promised not to sing, but how about doing a duet, you and I together? And we sang together. And the same thing I did with Helfgott. The same thing, I was sitting next to him, and I said, you know what, we have to do together a duet. And I started, and he joined me, and it was really beautiful, really nice. I mean, he joined every second of it.
By the way, just as an aside, from some of the recordings, I think the duets are wonderful. They don't do enough duets, you know?
Yeah, because you don't have two cantors in a synagogue to do duets.
No. I mean at concerts. It's rare. Yes, every once in a while, but...
I'll tell you, years ago, they did, I remember, by the way, cantor Motzin and Benzion Miller at concert did a lot of duets.
Oh, yes. So you were in the U Cafe... And the rent went crazy, and that's what's happening all over the city, and it's happening in the apartments also. You know, what can we do? So then you decided to go strictly into catering.
Yes, I'm doing right now only catering, and again, as I told you in the beginning, the catering is dairy and meat. We do both of them, and we do from a party of 10 people, meetings in office, and all the way to 1,000 people, and we did already 1,000 people, I think it's, thank God I have no complaints, and we have letters from people who send us to thank me for the catering. If you have an event and you want us to cater your event, please send us an email to olivetreecaterer@gmail.com.
Okay, we'll remember that. olivetreecaterer@gmail.com. I was just thinking, maybe you should supply some cantorial music at the events that you're catering.
If the customer will ask for it, trust me, they'll have it. But, you know, I was just thinking about it, you know, because people can listen again and again to this program, maybe I should give also the phone number just in case they want to call. So the number is 212-410-0200. Again, 212-410-0200.
Okay, I wish you hatzlacha with this venture. We got to make sure that our chazanas friends make a living.
By the way, Charlie, you forgot to say we are also kosher.
the most important thing, of course. And you know what? There is no restaurant on the east, on the west side. With all the restaurants, they don't have anything like You Cafe.
In the west side, no. It was very You Cafe, by the way, was very, very unique. And I just mentioned the other day that I have a record of 16 couples that they met the first date in You Cafe, got married. So now I have to find out another way that I can do also. That's right, to do a shatran, to do now the wedding for the new people who are going to get married.
Okay, now back to the Chazanes. The next selection is Modim, and this was from 1988.
Yes.
Okay, let's get ready. Modim, cantor Pini Ben-Ari.
שאתה הוא אדושם אלוהיכנו ולוקי אבותינו ליואל המבואת לעולם מבואת צהור חיינו לעולם מבואת Again, Yeshayenu Atahu Ledor evador Noed lecho Noed lecho Ledor evador Unesaper, 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 tehilate. שבכל יום ימונו מיול נפלא אותך וטוב יבוא אותך שבכל ולית שבחו ובול אית ערב ובוקר וצהריים ערב ובוקר ערב ובוקר וצהריים הטוב כי לא חלו רחמך הטוב כי לא תמו רחמך ויאמר רחם כי ματέχω μια μέρα θα με κοιλώτα μου κοιλώτα μου χάσατε έχω με ο
That's a fine version of Modim. And, well, Mr. Olive Tree Caterer, we have one more selection coming up. This is Zohreinu, and we'll have some closing thoughts. Anything you want to tell us about Zohreinu?
Zohreinu, it's from the High Holiday, Zohreinu B'Zichron Tov Lefanecha. And it's magnificent melody. It's by Moshe Stern. And I think he wrote it, or I think his father wrote it, and he added a few things to it. I'm not sure, but it's from the Stern family.
Okay, this is Zohreinu with cantor Penny Ben-Ari.
Zikaron to velefane yecho ufokideyeno befikudo ti yeshua verachami Mishemai Shemai Kaedem Uzechor Elanu Aroshem Eloi Kaedenu Et Haberi Vetachesed, vetashevua, asher nishbata, le'Avraham Avinu, asher nishbata le'Avraham Avinu, Akeido Akeido Shiyokod Avraham Avinu Et Yitzhak Benoi Akeido Shiyokod Avraham Avinu et Yitzhak Benoi al gav ha-mizbeach v'chov asher Sherwa Khamov
לעשות רצונך, לעשות רצונך, אוי בלבב שלם, וחוב אשר וחמיו, וחוב אשר וחמיו. לעשות רצונך, לעשות רצונך, אוי בלבב שלם. כן יכבש רחמך, וכן יכבש רחמך, ותכסך מעלינו. כן יכבש רחמך, כן יכבש רחמך, את כסיך מעלינו, אוי כן יכבש רחמך, את כסיך, את כסיך מעלינו, את כסיך ותובך הגדול ישוב אחרון אפך מיומך ומירך, מיומך ומירך, ומנחלתך. וקיים לנו השם אלוקינו את הדבר שהבטחת בתורתך על ידי משה עבדך. מפי כבודך
Zachrino. Well, we have time for one more selection. I do want to just get back to our discussion about food, because a lot of the people who have been following me for all these many years remember that as a kid I worked in a deli, and I have always had food in my blood, and always wanted to open up a kosher deli.
Maybe you should, Charlie. It's never too late for you.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. By the way, I'm looking at Ahava Rabbah.
Before you go to Ahava Rabbah, I want to ask you, Charlie, why don't you tell me about the food that I did especially for you and for Benny when you used to come to the restaurant? Remember the fish with the chocolate and all those things that you came, you said, I came only for that.
Well, first of all, you brought in great desserts from Israel.
Yes, yes, yes. It was, the cakes was unbelievable.
And I'm just having a little problem here. The next selection is long, but this shows it only as 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Oh, you know, I think that's Adon Olam. No, okay, it's Ahava Rabbah. Okay, let me get to this. You know, in showbiz, we talk about technical problems. That means when we hit the wrong switch, it was a technical problem. This is going to be Ahava Rabba. There it is. Okay, 7:42. Just want to one more time. OliveTreeCaterer at gmail.com. You work with offices as well as with commercial accounts.
Yeah, with commercial accounts, with synagogues, with all kinds of whoever orders the food will get the food. Even you, Charlie.
Could you describe the kinds of food?
We have from sandwiches. We do sandwiches to salads. We do pastas. We do fish. We do all kinds of meats. And we do beautiful desserts. We do hors d'oeuvres. We do really everything. And whoever wants the... By the way, if you go to my website, which is OliveTreeCaterer.com, you'll see the menu also.
Oh, so you're such flesh?
And also, you'll see the pictures.
Well, it's flesh dick also? You mentioned meat.
Yes, but the website doesn't have the meat yet. It has only the dairy because I'm doing right now the meat. Pretty soon it will be on the website.
Okay, so we're advancing. That's great. Okay, we have time for one more selection, and this will be Ahava Rabba.
Yes, Ahava Rabba from Tfilat Shacharit on Saturday morning.
And you think this is a Stern selection? We're not sure. Okay. Coming right up.
Hashem Elohekayenu Chemla gedoyelo Chemla gedoyelo Oh,
Cantor Pini Ben-Ari, and of course you probably recognize that was Danny Gildar on the piano throughout all of the concerts. And I thank my friend Cantor Pini Ben-Ari for sharing this music with us, and wishing him Hatzlacha with olivetreecaterer.com. And those of you who may want to reach the Chazen, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com, and I'll help you get in touch with Penny. And thank you for joining with me and during this Hanukkah period. Excuse me. Remember, you want to purchase CDs for your friends and family. It's a perfect Hanukkah gift, particularly Chazanis. You never know. You might get somebody started on a lifelong love of this outstanding soul music. Thanks for joining with me, and Shalom.